This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode called The Perfect Female, we're going to talk about one of those interesting episodes. Remember, the Andy Griffith Show was recorded in the 1960s, but in the Battle of the Sexes, you know, between Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs really hadn't happened yet. But we see an interesting situation in this episode where the woman beats the man at something that supposedly back in that time that the man should be better than. But again, it's one of these rare things, sort of like when Ellie ran for town council, that the Andy Griffith Show was a little bit ahead of its time, although in many other circumstances, the Andy Griffith Show by today's term would be seen as sexist. And I don't mean that as a criticism, it's just the way the show was made and when it was made. But again, in this episode, The Perfect Female was written by Jack Ellenson and Charles Stewart, directed by Bob Sweeney. The way it opens up, you see Barney driving the squad car up to Thelma Lou's house, and I always find it interesting, rather than getting out of the squad car, he slides over to the passenger side, and Thelma Lou comes out, and they're talking about trying to get Andy together with Thelma Lou's cousin from Arkansas, and her name is Karen Moore. And Karen basically doesn't want to meet Andy because she said she didn't come down here on a manhunt, which I find it interesting they use that term, since that's the name of an episode that's done on the Andy Griffith Show called The Manhunt. So what happens is Barney and Thelma Lou decide they're going to have to use a little trickery here and play matchmaker, and so they decide to meet at the diner at 3 o'clock, and so Barney says he'll be real subtle and try to get Andy there, because Andy doesn't even know Karen's in town, and Barney had tried to set Andy up on some previous blind dates, and Andy says he got burned by him. And one of the funny lines, I think, is when Andy says one of the girls looked like Benjamin Franklin, so he calls her Benji, and another one had fat ankles. So I love these little comments that between Andy and Barney that they talk about these past blind dates. But anyway, so one of the next scenes, you see Barney in the courthouse. He's sweeping, and he's trying to think of a way to get Andy over to the diner, and he looks up the clock. It's 2 minutes till three. And so what I love about this is when Barney's talking to Thelma Lou about how he's going to get Andy to the diner, he basically says, here's how the dialogue will go. And Barney says exactly what pretty much they say later on. So when you get to this scene where Barney's trying to get Andy over to the diner from the courthouse, Barney and Andy almost have the exact same dialogue that Andy said that Barney told Thelma Lou that he and Andy would have. And again, what I like about that is part of what's the charm of Mayberry, the predictability of the show. And so again, I thought that was really good how the writers did that. So finally it gets to be 3 o'clock, and Andy's not really budging, so Barney panics, says, I've got to get you over there so you can meet Thelma Lou's cousin from Arkansas. And Andy, although being burned in the past, just gets right up, and it catches Barney off guard. So next thing you see over the diner, and Andy and Barney are sitting at the bar, and Thelma Lou and Karen come in, and of course Thelma Lou and Barney act like they, oh, look who's here, and they get them together, and they sit them in the booth, and Barney moves Thelma Lou, so Andy will have to sit beside Karen, and within 5 seconds, Barney says, well, I know you got a lot to talk about, so they leave, and Karen and Andy are there to talk, and they sort of chit-chat and make a little bit of a date. And so what they decide to do is they're going to go skeet shooting. So Andy goes back to the courthouse, and Barney's like a little school kid wanting to know what happened, and Barney and Andy has a funny line, says, oh, we got married. And Barney's like, oh, no, you didn't. And so basically says they're going skeet shooting, and I love this. And Andy walks out the door after talking about the first date, and Barney just says, this boy's going to need my guidance. And you know, Barney guiding anybody could be dangerous. But anyway, Karen and Andy go skeet shooting. And what's interesting about this is that Karen is really a woman's skeet shooting champion from Arkansas. And so they go out, and you see Andy provide her a seat and tell her to cover her ears while he's shooting. And she starts to tell him, but a crow comes along, and Andy starts shooting, tells her to cover her ears. And so she never really gets around to telling Andy and that she's a skeet shooting champion. So you know, again, Barney wants to know how everything's going, and a little bit later on, Barney's going to want to find out what's going on with all this. Is Thelma Lou, and they talk about progress reports, and I find that sort of interesting, again, like school kids. But you see another scene where Karen and Andy and Opie and Aunt Bea are having dinner over at Andy's house, and you see they're just having a nice time, and it's a cute little scene where Aunt Bea keeps asking a bunch of questions of Karen. She's trying to find out if she likes things or does things that Aunt Bea knows that Andy likes. And finally, Aunt Bea gets Andy to sing a song, and you have a nice little scene there. I almost always like these scenes when Andy sings, but in this particular scene, you see both Karen and Andy singing the song Sourwood Mountain.
Chickens growing on Sourwood Mountain, hey, the old Idlem Day. So many pretty girls, I can't count them. So many pretty girls, I can't count them. Hey, the old Idlem Day. Old man, I want your daughter. Old man, I want your daughter. Hey, the old Idlem Day. Bake me bread and tote me water. Bake me bread and tote me water. Hey, the old Idlem Day. My true love's a blue-eyed daisy. My true love's a blue-eyed daisy. Hey, the old Idlem Day. If I don't get her, I'll go crazy. If I don't get her, I'll go crazy. Hey, the old Idlem Day.
Well, when a little bit later, Barney blabs to Thelma Lou about how the date's going, and Karen walks in the room, and they're over at Thelma Lou's house this time, and he says something to Karen about, oh, you're catching a big fish. And Karen doesn't like what she's being considered audition to be with the great Andy Griffith, so she gets really upset about this. And so instead of just going to watch Andy at the skeet shooting contest, Karen actually enters in the skeet shooting contest, but nobody knows it until they get there. And so everybody's really confused when the announcer announces that Karen's going to be shooting. Now, again, Andy being the sheriff, it makes good sense. He's the reigning skeet shooting champion. Everybody expects him to win. So he and Karen have a battle of shooting 25 targets, and Andy hits 23 of 25, which is pretty darn good, but Karen hit every single one, 25 of 25. And so what you have there is a nice little scene, and this is what I like about the Andy Griffith show. Andy comes around, and he realizes, Barney says the line something to the effect of all the mitigated gall, and Andy says, you're right, and I was the one to have it. So Andy realizes that he was on the wrong side here, that that Karen had a right to be shooting, and that he should have given her a shot. And basically, he had acted in somewhat of a sexist or a stereotypical manner, a term I prefer to use, back in those times. So again, Andy Griffith show a little bit ahead of its time, I think, in this area, showing a female defeating a male in what would be considered, at least at that time, a male-dominated role. But if you make sense, it makes sense for both men and women to be able to compete in competition shooting a rifle. What I love, you don't see a lot of this final scene on because they utilize so many commercials nowadays, but I love this final scene where Andy, Karen, Thelma Lou, and Barney are out, and they're going to do some target practice at some bottles that are about 30, 40 feet away, it looks like. And so Andy says, I know you're good with the rifle, Karen. Let's see what you can do with a pistol. And so she fires away, and she knocks over half the bottles. And so then they say, give Barney a chance to shoot at the gun. And, of course, Barney does his little pre-shooting ritual, and then he starts to do the quick draw, and when he does, you know what happens. He fires the pistol in his holster, and luckily he didn't hit his foot accordingly. But again, and Barney gets so mad and he's so embarrassed at what happens in this particular scene that he walks over to the bottles, and which the camera angle is really interesting here, because he's walking right to the camera and he takes his hand and just knocks over the rest of the bottles. I love the way that scene ends, and it's just a funny little ending to the episode. So again, another good episode from the Andy Griffith show. You may be wondering, Karen Moore seemed to be a pretty good match for Andy Griffith on the Andy Griffith show, but this was the only appearance she ever made on the Andy Griffith show, and she was never referred to again, which is quite interesting. And not too uncommon for sitcoms as well. Now, the lady who played Karen Moore was Gail Davis, and she appeared in numerous Gene Autry westerns in the 1950s, and she also starred as Annie Oakley on the television series from 1953 to 1956. So again, if the face looks familiar, that may be why. Again, another good episode. Now, I know you're wondering, what's the trivia question? Well, I think this one's easy. If you're a big Andy Griffith show fan, you might get this, but sometimes I'm wrong about that. During this episode, this is talked about, but what is Andy Griffith's favorite pie? Again, what is Andy Griffith's favorite pie? If you'd like to take a guess at this, don't hesitate to email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to the website, www.burkonmayberry.com, and there you'll see the answer posted for what is Andy Griffith's favorite pie. Again, I appreciate you listening. I keep those emails coming. Again, I really enjoy hearing from you listeners, and I appreciate your feedback. If you have any other questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at that email address, burkek@etsu.edu. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. Thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.